Money mad house. Oh, money mad house. Yeah. Money mad house. Yeah. Money mad house. Money mad house. Yeah. Wake up with us early in the morning. Ooh. Turn it up. We got something for the yawning. Ooh. No limit, Larry. Larry mad. You get the picture. Yeah. Money mad house for breakfast. We in the kitchen. Money mad house. Money mad house. What the f- wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood waving hey to you. Hey. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor. Hey. New. Are you dumb? We the biggest. Hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte. Man, we came to tell the city apart. Whoa. Money mad house. Yeah. Money mad house. Yeah. Money mad house. Money mad house. Whoa. Money mad house. Yeah. Money mad house. Yeah. Money mad house. Money mad house. Whoa.
It's Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 552 here in the Carolinas as you walk outside. Baby, hold on for a second. Let me turn this music down. It's 30 degrees outside. It is 30 degrees outside with a high of 57 today. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, clocking in. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm so excited to be here with you. No Limit Larry, he is still out on his vacation, but I'm not in here by myself. I got the homie with me, comedian Burpee. Hey, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Find do it again.
Good morning. Good morning.
Find it. Find it.
Go! Morning!
It was the end. I had a show last night.
The first one.
I had a show last night. I had a show last night.
Will you hear him over there directing the choir? Y'all say good morning to B-Dot in the building with us.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our spaces with bright, shining faces. And this is the way we start our new day.
It's a little, put a little something on it. Put a little something on it. Good morning, y'all.
What's happening, Jay?
How y'all doing out there?
Life good, man. Life
y'all having
good.
A good day?
Finally made it to the weekend.
Yeah.
Finally.
It was a long week, man.
It was a long week.
I don't know what it was. That Thanksgiving, I think. That Thanksgiving, them leftovers are still on us at the top of the week a little bit. Had a short week last week. My God, this was at a snail's pace this week.
All right. I got to do this story. I don't know if you all have heard about this. Dot, you don't know about my raccoon thing.
Your raccoon?
There was, I've experienced raccoon gate at my house two times where raccoons have actually gotten into my roof.
No, I've heard y'all talk about this often.
Okay, yeah. So it,
'cause you sent the guy up there.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't send him up there. However, when I, the second time when I heard them scratching around, I woke him up and told him we can't sleep.
Yeah, you made him stay up.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
horrible person.
Well, I didn't want the raccoons to scratch through the roof and fall on his face.
Yeah, and him being awake could control that.
Well, at least if he was awake, he could get, he'd know where they were coming.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But anyway, listen. There was a raccoon that invaded a Texas high school. The raccoon was running all around the cafeteria at this high school, and they were running around trying to catch this raccoon in the cafeteria. It was all caught on video.
Nope.
Them trying, y'all, a whole raccoon in the cafeteria? Listen, Mom, come get me. It's a raccoon.
Yeah, right.
No, absolutely. I'm going home.
Raccoons are the size of house cats, Jess. That's not even a threat.
Mm-mm.
Like,
mm-mm.
Now, if you're running up on him, now he's going to square up with you and get busy. What? And they might carry rabies.
And have you ever seen their claws?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not messing with
them. They got human hands.
Yeah.
They got thumbs.
Yeah, buddy.
They pull up on you.
One of the raccoons that we caught at my house.
And bandanas.
He had blood on his face.
Oh, he was with it.
And when we went out there, I heard him like go.
Mm. Oh,
I was like, nah, I'm not. Absolutely not. Y'all got it.
See, raccoons, okay. You know what animal just like possums. I can't do
a possum. Nope.
A raccoon
I can't
is even far worse than a possum.
No, yeah. A possum is way worse than a raccoon.
No. Raccoons.
Have you seen the teeth on a possum, man?
Yeah.
Them just,
but they play dead.
Yeah, until they daggone don't no more. And then they will hop up on you, Burp. They got them long, stupid tails, too, that can wrap around stuff.
Possums don't attack you, but raccoons will attack you.
I think that possum and I think that raccoons are, is like, they're both bad, but raccoons are 1A, possums are 1B.
Not in my world. I could see myself having a pet raccoon. I could have a pet raccoon. I would like a pet raccoon. Like Rocket. He's a raccoon.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
My friend wants a pet raccoon.
I'm telling you.
My friend wants a pet raccoon.
Like, that'd be teed up.
Who do y'all know?
That'd be teed up.
Absolutely.
Though. Imagine you go to somebody's crib and they got a raccoon.
I don't want to imagine. You seen it? You remember we saw those kids with the raccoons? They had gone viral.
And they had to get shots.
Yeah, like, what are y'all doing? Put the raccoons away. When you all were in school, did ever a wild animal ever make it into your school?
Yeah, it was a bit long. The long python snake they brought.
No. They bought it in.
Yeah,
I'm saying like a wild animal.
No.
Like this raccoon.
This was showing. Well, I don't know what the hell it's called, but they brought the big snake in, and we got to pet it and stuff like that.
I remember seeing that.
Y'all did that once?
Yeah.
No, that
was the wildest animal.
Did that?
A mouse ran across my classroom.
Don't do mice either. A mouse was at the house one time.
Ooh.
Me and Carla both up there on the counter. Holding each other. Absolutely. I had to call my bro Chris Lee. To this day, I thank him. That boy Chris went in that bathroom and wrestled that mouse and got him
up. What you mean, really? What you doing with a mouse?
Right.
It was a mouse in my old house that I had. It was like a mouse nest. Do they have a nest?
A mouse nest.
Under the house. It was under the house.
The living quarters.
Right. So we caught one, and I was like, all right, cool. Throw them out. But then they kept coming.
Don't just gloss a mouse trap.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
On the sticky trap. Was it still alive? One was alive. One foot was on the sticky trap. One wasn't. And you could hear the thing scraping up against the bottom panel.
How do you get rid of it then? Like, what did you do?
Put in the bag and throw it away.
Oh.
You went and picked up this sticky trap and put it in the bag and threw it away.
I got the bag first, put it over the thing, picked it up.
I don't know if I believe that, Bert.
I don't either.
I don't know if I believe that.
Nope. I don't.
That's it. Y'all, I'm not as scary as y'all when it comes to
that.
Definitely happened.
Hey, listen,
it is a cheerleader Friday here in the Madhouse, and the cheerleaders, they are already in here. They are out there in the lobby practicing, getting their things together. I'll let you know exactly who is in the Madhouse. We have lots of tickets waiting for you. It's going to be a great show on this great Friday. Let's start things off with your inspirational word coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Do you sometimes feel you're in a tunnel with no way out? Well, the Bible says we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, yet not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. A certain amount of pressure is necessary to release faith, and God knows exactly how much to apply. He allows us to get to where we've exhausted our own resources, get tired of the enemy stealing what God says is ours, and where the opinions of others no longer control us. With God, there are no hopeless situations, just people who have grown hopeless. Real faith comes when push collides with shove. So the crisis you're experiencing today could be a blessing in disguise. An opportunity to release your faith to a greater degree and see God's power work in your life. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
604 in the Carolinas, 30 degrees as you walk outside with a high of 57. Yes, baby. It is cold outside. You know we always kick off the show with our Madhouse question of the day. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Let's talk about who... What? Let's talk about who?
Using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD today, we want to know. Nia Long spoke out, finally, about the email Udoka situation.
What is that, finally? Like, you've been waiting on a statement from Nia Long.
People have been waiting on a statement.
Why?
Yeah, I haven't.
Why?
They've been trying to get something out of her. She's been walking out the store. People have been trying to interview her, walking to the car, asking her about it.
And it's so absurd, man.
It is.
You know how the paparazzi is. But she said that she felt like the Celtics should have reached out to her amid the whole Ime Udoka scandal. So, what we want to know, Madhouse Nation, do you think the Celtics should have reached out to her? Mm. If you do, tell us why. Mm. If you don't, tell us why. We want to know. Do you think Nia Long, the Celtics should have reached out to Nia Long?
And Nia's reasoning in this is because she's like, the Celtics are the ones that made a private situation public.
Right.
And so she's like, because they made a private situation public that not only impacted the Boston Celtics, their organization,
right,
it impacted innocent people like her, her children.
Yeah.
For that reason, that is why they should have reached out to her.
And I think I saw something where she said she had to pull her son out of school.
Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. We're going to be talking about that one in Nosy Neighbor News.
Yeah, like, yeah. But do the Celtics as an organization have to reach out to the wife of their ex-coach and see if she's okay?
Right. What y'all think? Y'all think they should have reached out to
her? No.
I do not think they had any obligations to reach out to Nia Long to make sure that she was going through her breakup with Ume Udoka. Okay.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. Not even in a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What you think, Bert?
No. For what?
Mm-hmm.
What I got to reach out to you for? You don't work for me. I'm not going to talk to you. That's it. Y'all got to handle that at home.
And it's not like it's domestic violence or something where it was something physical like that. Like, he was having an affair at work.
Right. That's the only issue I had, is that the Celtics made it public.
Right.
Well, because they did make it public. We're talking about this specific instance. Because they did make it public, do you think that they should have reached out to her?
Still no.
Okay.
Reached out and did what, though? Apologize or check and see if she's okay?
I think she was trying to see if... I think that she wanted a check-in because it was so much.
What do you think, Jay?
I agree with you all. I don't think that they were obligated to check in with her. I don't think that they were obligated to check in with her. This is your personal your personal deal. They had to handle it on a business level. Now, I do sort of give the Boston Celtics a side eye, because y'all was quick to throw that, you had two employees involved in this,
right,
you know, and y'all were quick to throw one of their name and picture and image out there and not the other one. Y'all did protect the other one.
Mm.
And we know about cheating scandals with other people, and those people have been reached out to and things like that. So I think that it would have been nice.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cool.
Yeah.
You know,
I
wouldn't have looked at them and been like, oh, y'all shouldn't have done that.
Right.
I would have been like, okay, that's dope that they did do it. Do I think that they're obligated? Nah.
And that's where I'm at, the obligation part,
yeah,
of it. No. Now, on just a humanity side,
mm-hmm,
could they have reached out and said, listen, we did put this out a little, mm-hmm, prematurely. We could have warned you. We did affect your children,
mm-hmm,
and apologize? Yes.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely not.
Still no to that?
No.
She don't even deserve an apology for humanity's sake.
She deserves an apology from Ime. That's it. What do the Celtics have to do with...
The Celtics were the one that put it out.
Yeah.
But he was the one who cheated.
Right. And I'm sure he's going to have his own conversation.
Yeah.
But if they're responsible, if Power 98 is the one responsible for putting out something that destroys just your situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was directing my conversation at Bert.
I saw that.
Yeah. But at that point, like, to just reach out to the guy and be like, you know.
Absolutely not. You can put out a public statement because you're a public organization.
Yeah.
Everybody has their eyes on
you. I'm saying, but a public apology, though.
I just think that it's okay to be compassionate.
Right.
It's okay to be compassionate.
Right.
Nobody would have been like, that's horrible that they did that. That's a bad move that they did that. It is okay to show compassion to people when bad things happen to them. And this was a bad thing that happened to them, that the Celtics did play a part in, because they put it out there. So I don't see a problem
with
this. That's
what friends are for.
No.
Mm. That song doesn't even fit this situation.
Friends give you the compassion.
What's the question?
Listen, go to our Instagram page at I'm Just Burpee or B.TV.
Uh-huh.
You can answer the question there. Do you think the Boston Celtics should have reached out to Nia Long following the cheating scandal of 2022?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got to get his
That's right. It's time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie of the morning, being brought to you by the Royal Comedy Tour. You can win your tickets to the Royal Comedy Tour, which is coming to Ovens Auditorium on April 7th. Tickets are on sale right now. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about it. It's our Madhouse question of the day. Nia Long is speaking out during an interview. She criticized the Boston Celtics, saying, I think it's most heartening The most disheartening thing about this thing was seeing my son's face when the Boston Celtics organization decided to make a private situation public. Now, we all know the Boston Celtics head coach, that is Nia's fiance, and he was suspended after having a relationship with a female, and they're listing her as a co-worker, Dad. Really? We were still talking about who, if this woman was the mate of an employee or she was an actual co-worker. I'm still seeing reports that she's a co-worker. Like,
I think it was like, I think she was maybe lower level, but of course, like you said, her husband was, like, he was big dog, and he's the one who actually told everybody because his feelings was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Emma was tearing that thing. You know what Emma was doing.
Well, now, it's also being reported that she did not reveal during this interview if the two are still together. We don't know if they're still together or not.
I hope they are, as a matter of fact. And some people were saying, like, even what you talking about them being engaged, like, were they supposed to be married, or was Nia on some joint where she didn't want to be married?
I heard she said she didn't. I thought I saw somewhere that she said she didn't want to get married.
Well, I think that they were engaged, but I think that also she sort of had that mentality of, like, I ain't in no rush. Like, I think he proposed to her, but I think she was like, okay, cool. When it happens,
I wish somebody will tell me, okay, cool, and I ask you to marry me.
Dang. What's the point of asking?
Hold on. Okay, you asked Nia, Long to marry you, right? And then she's like, okay, yeah, I'll marry you. But she's not rushing.
If she say, okay, cool.
I don't think that she said, okay, cool. I don't think that she said, okay, cool.
It's the response.
That'd be a horrible response.
Wow. Yeah.
No matter where we are, you have to get super excited.
Right.
Yeah, you have to jump up and down. You have to, oh my God, oh my God.
You can wait years after that. Yeah. People act like you're excited.
Yeah, you can know that, okay, that
good
I have
things
the ring.
To know.
Yeah.
This is good things
you
to
tell
know.
Me, okay, cool, you're getting out right here.
Okay. Well, that's our Madhouse question of the day, because Nia Long also said that she was disappointed in the Boston Celtics for not reaching out to her. So we want to know, do you think the Boston Celtics should have reached out to her? Yes or no, and why? Dot, you said?
No.
And Burby, you said?
Absolutely not.
I said, no, but it would have been nice. It would have been cool. Like, I understand it. So go to our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I'm Just Burby, or B.TV, and answer it. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
626 in the Carolinas, 30 degrees outside with a high of 57. It's a Cheerleader Friday in the Madhouse.
Yo, what's up? It's a Cheerleader Friday. The whole world Titan Cheer Squad. The Palisades and Puma Compton. We're North Bay Red Squad. We're Mallet Creek. And we always mix up with the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
What in the world?
Hold on, time out. That's the first time I've heard that drop at the end.
Whose bug's daughter was right in there with the gap? Y'all ain't nobody here shooting.
What was that?
We got a bunch of honor roll students up here. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. We have the cheer squad from Coolwood Middle School.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold
on, time out. Yeah. Do it again. Coolwood Middle School.
Let's go, CSA.
Spirit fingers on y'all.
Hey, listen, it's a Cheerleader Friday. Ladies, are y'all ready to do your thing?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, I'm not ready. My phone's... Okay, I'm ready.
You ready now?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Oh.
Who's woo? Kicks. Woo. Kicks. Or kicks. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Slide to the side, though.
Yeah.
You don't stop playing. Hold on, who taught these babies these stomp and shake moves?
Out there looking like an HBCU.
Okay.
I love it. Okay. We got more with the squad from Coolwood Middle School right here on Cheerleader Friday here on Power 98.
I'm the only lady with lotion in the room.
Facts.
I got some with no smell or with perfume.
Talk
my
so.
Body feels nice and smooth. I got Jergens and Shea.
I like that.
Put it on. If it wears off, I'll put it on again. I took the top off the lotion. 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 I said I took the top off of my lotion. I to the top of my lotion.
She to the top of the lotion.
I to the top of the lotion. I to the top of the lotion. I to the top of the lotion. I to the top of
I don't know who that young lady is.
I don't either. But she killed that.
Killed it.
Killed it. Beyonce
killed it. She killed it. It's a Cheerleader Friday in the madhouse.
Yo, what's up? It's a Cheerleader Friday. It's the whole world tight cheer squad. The Pollen's Egg Puma Compton. We're North Bay Red Squad. We're Mallet Creek. And we always wake up with the morning madhouse on Power 98.
Man, go ahead.
They go out to take that out because I'm going to laugh every single time. We got the cheerleaders from Coolwood in the building.
That's right.
Let's go, CSA.
They got another cheer for you, ladies. Are you ready? Let's go.
Oh.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. CSA. Wildcats, Wildcats.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey,
wait a minute. Oh, they're going crazy.
They're
going crazy. Hey, they went crazy, Loki. I'm not watching. I'm not watching. They went crazy.
We are here. Hey.
I like it.
Wildcats, Wildcats.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, respect to that right there, man. I wish I could tell you what they were doing.
Oh,
y'all didn't tell me we were doing it at the end on the wrap up.
Coolwood live in the madhouse. We're going to meet these ladies coming up next here on the Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. It's Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is a Cheerleader Friday here in the madhouse. We have the ladies from Coolwood Middle School live in the madhouse, and they are going to introduce themselves to you. Let's go, ladies.
My name is Nyla, and I'm in eighth grade, and I'm one of the cheer captains of CSA.
Talk to him.
My name is Michaela. I'm in eighth grade. I'm one of the cheer captains, and follow me at Michaela and Naya underscore.
Put it out there. Hey, that's smart. Hey, you better put it out there now.
My name is Jamie. I'm in seventh grade. I go to Coolwood, and you can follow me on Instagram at PRETTYXJAAYME.
Now, ain't nobody gonna remember all that. Now. Out there now.
My name is Taylor. I'm in seventh grade, and you can follow me at TIGHLORLYRIC.
Edge is laid, too. Edge, I'm talking about baby hairs.
My name is Maya in eighth grade. Follow my Instagram, Life of Maya.
My name is Ryani. I'm in seventh grade, and I go to Coolwood STEM Academy.
My name is Kimley, and I'm in seventh grade, and I also go to Coolwood STEM Academy.
My name is Kamaya. I'm in seventh grade. You can follow me at 2valley.underscore.my with 2A.
And I'm mean to be that. Okay. Tell them that, Kamaya. Don't hit me no more.
My name is Trinity, and I'm in eighth grade. You can follow me at, on Instagram at IIAAM.JLAE.
What? Come on now, Trinity now.
Hey, my name is Imani, and I'm in seventh grade, and I go to Coolwood Middle School. Y'all can really follow me on Instagram at I love Monty with 2 with 3 E's.
Did you, what was that? Why did you start crying? Come here, baby. Come here. Oh, my God. Hug her. What was that?
My name's Jakayla, and I'm in eighth grade.
What was that? I forgot my Instagram. What happened? Why is she still on that
crying? Kamora, follow me at Marie underscore.
Kamora, why are you standing like that?
We got any more?
What just happened? Are you about to sing? Why are you clearing your throat like this? Man, y'all get on my nerves. Stop. I'm sorry.
My name is Kalia. I'm in eighth grade, and follow me at KJ Real Grimy.
Oh, I like that now. That was too.
My name is Anya. I'm the manager. I'm in eighth grade, and I forgot my Instagram.
I'm Aaliyah. I'm in eighth grade, and I'm the manager.
And we got coaches and family. Come on up here. Y'all come introduce yourselves.
Look at Coach right here. Look at Coach.
Good morning. This is Coach Desmond Dinkins. Follow us on Instagram at Coolwood Wildcats Cheer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hello, this is Coach Char. Follow me at Char Hair. You need your hair done. Shout out to my mama.
Good morning. This is Coach B. Follow me on Instagram at _BlackBeauty26_.
Hi, this is Coach Mickle, and I just want to shout out our lovely Coolwood Lady Wildcats.
Yeah.
And shout out to Burpee, because this is also shout out to my daddy.
And you said that you're the basketball coach, right?
Yeah.
Y'all, his basketball season started, right?
Yes.
So, what's your next game?
Come out Monday at Bradley.
Monday at Bradley, and you all can check this team out doing their thing, the basketball team out there doing their thing.
Thank you
so much, Coolwood, for being in here for Cheerleader Friday. Yep. If you missed their performance, it will be up on our website, power98fm.com. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 706, 30 degrees outside with a high of 57. Yes, it is cold outside, but it is also my favorite time of the morning. This is time where we show love. If you trying to shine the light on your mama, your sissy, your grandma, your co-worker, your friend, or your who?
Shout out to your daddy!
You need to be on the phone line right now. 570-WPEG. It's time to shine the light on them.
Shining from a mile.
Shut up.
Shout out to everybody out in Boston. You know we got to shine big flossing. I want to send a shout out to my people out handling the business. You real. I'm going to tell the whole city that you my girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Shine. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I'd like to shout out Ariana, LJ, and
Quintavious
to have my babies a good Friday.
Have a great Friday.
Yes, sir. We made it to the weekend. To the weekend. Power 98, who you trying to let shine, shine? Took it, Jay.
I want to give my cousin Levante Jackson a happy birthday. Happy you, cuz.
Happy
you,
birthday. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? That's how you do it.
Oh, my bad.
Good morning. I want to let the whole NCG football organization sign this morning. They on their way to Florida for nationals. And I want to send a special shout out to my son, Jamarcus Harrison, number 3. This is his last year in Little League football. Do your thing, son. I'm proud of you. I love you.
Let's go.
Hey, Pop Warner football business in Charlotte, too.
Yeah.
Yo, you on with the madhouse. Who you letting shine this morning?
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Massey, and I am letting Northwestern High School in Rock Hill, South Carolina shine. I hope that they win the state championship. They are going down to Benedict College to play South Florence on Saturday.
Good luck.
Hurry up, Lassie. Hey, Power 98. Good morning to you. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to ask something. You're trying to be loud. I want to let Trill shine, the Tall shine, the Malaya shine. I want to let the Buffalo shine. Lee Dog, guess what?
What's up, Mott?
Can I call the Jessica and the police?
Yeah, you can talk to Jessica and Burp. They're right here.
Good morning, Mott.
Burp, guess what?
What up, big dog?
You be on Monday morning?
We'll be here Monday.
You be on Monday morning?
Yeah, we're going to be here Monday.
I'm going to let the Malaya.
Nah, he'll be back too.
Guess what? Can I just go to the police?
Yeah, Ahmad, how you doing today?
Yeah, okay. You be on Saturday and then for the 10?
Yep, for the weekend kickback.
You got to show us for the 10 tomorrow afternoon for the 10, please?
I got you, baby.
Ahmad. Can you make a request?
Ahmad, yeah, what you want to hear?
Can you put the other info, please?
Yeah, I got you.
Guess what?
My
daughter,
I know your name, Ahmad Johnson. Ahmad Johnson from Hickory. Shine the light on.
You good, man.
I love Ahmad.
No, I love Ahmad, but I'm just saying you able to hear everything he says. You good.
Hey, listen, coming up, I got your nosy neighbor news and some tickets. They are waiting for you. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. You're listening to Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on?
Hello, nosy neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, December 2nd. Cardi B is confirming that she will have a new album out next year. She says that she has no choice but to release new music and visuals. She also admitted that it is because of her and her indecisiveness that has delayed things. It's been nearly 5 years since the release of her Grammy-winning debut album, Invasion of Privacy, so be on the lookout for that one next year. 21 Savage is probably like the only person that I know that still is on Clubhouse. Like, and he stays on it, like, religiously. He is on that joint, but he was on Clubhouse, and, you know, there's rumors that he is dating Lotto. Well, he got on there, and he shot those rumors down. He says, I don't have a celebrity girlfriend. Now, this all started when photos appeared online of 21 Savage and Lotto vacationing out of the country, and that sparked the rumors. That was back in 2021, and they've been swirling ever since. But 21 Savage says that they are absolutely false. He does not have a celebrity girlfriend. Now, as a result of the tragedy that happened last year at Astroworld, new rules have been announced. They're going to have new permit requirements, security restrictions, and more protocols have been put into place, but they haven't been made public. Billboard was actually able to review some of the rules, and they say that any event with more than 6,000 people must have proper security, complete with a command center. Which, I mean, that makes sense. Duh, is that new? They should have been at that. ASAP Rocky, he has found another way to get to the bag. The rapper has announced a new home decor line. It's called Homemade. And to announce it, there is a painting of a cactus surrounded by mushrooms on display in Miami. Now, the new decor is going to be exclusive. In that piece, there's only 9 pieces that are available right now. But it's a whole new home decor line. I do not have the picture. I do not have the picture. I'm going to see if I can find it and post it for y'all. But even a cactus, I mean, the cactus is for him, like them, but surrounded by mushrooms doesn't really fit in my home decor.
No.
But it's gonna sell out.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Tierra Marie and happy heavenly birthday to Juice WRLD. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica.
News report.
The neighborhood.
Power 98. As we gon' see. 744 in the Carolinas. It's B-Dot's favorite time of the morning. You ready, B-Dot?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Woke up this morning with some morning's mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. I'm mad. Are you mad? I'm mad. When we mad.
That's my favorite part right there.
Hey, quit hating over there, Burp. And just join us at the only place to party on nights like tonight, Friday nights. Friday Night Live at Paparazzi. Come on out to 9539 Pinnacle Drive, broadcasting live. They do each and every Friday. Okay, brought to you by Power 98, Cheddar Man, STM, Gouda Host, DJ M Easy. Look, if you want more information, log on to power98fm.com. This morning, I am not mad. I am not mad, but I am a little mad, a little bit, at them cheerleaders that was in here in the 6 o'clock hour.
Why?
Because they were just flicking on my little ponytail and flicking on my hair and stuff.
Tell the public what the little girl said about your hair.
She said my hair looked like a bitten off, like, cheese stick. Like a... And one little girl said it looked like a little mailbox key. I said, my little bun in the back.
He got roasted by some middle schoolers.
They said I got a car fob.
Crazy
just
said
I got
real.
A car fob. Car fob. I just got to get it redone. You know when it shrink a little bit and when it needs to be. If I take my hair out, my hair is long fairly.
The shrink when it gets cold.
Nevertheless, I have a segment called "I Didn't Know Maybe You Didn't Either," and they had me thinking about braids.
Okay.
And I didn't know if you all knew, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of comparisons parallels with black people and braids, and it actually dates back to the enslavement period, mm-hmm. slavery time. Right. Some things that I just learned about that was just awesome and just showed the creativity of black people. First, like, they would braid food like rice mm-hmm. and gold in their hair mm-hmm. so that if they were kidnapped or if they ran away, they could survive on the boats.
Yep.
Or they could live for a couple days. You knew this, Jess.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Like, did you know that they would braid hair and braid it uh-huh. in like different maps?
Yep.
So that folks could know how to go like through the underground railroads yep. and stuff at nighttime. Just the perseverance of black people and braids. Are you familiar with capoeira?
Yes.
What's
we actually
yeah.
we actually have B Notes is actually he actually does capoeira.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Y'all ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
What hey, the movie
yeah.
is?
What's the name of the movie?
Banana way, banana way, banana, banana way, banana way, banana. What is the name of that movie?
I can't remember, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I just wanted to say, listen, that black folk have been resilient since the beginning of time, and braids are a reason and a way that you can say. So you see, like, Miss Jess got her hair braided right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get my hair braided because the kids is picking on me. They say, I think one kid said look like a pit bull puppy penis. I don't know what they said to my little... What is it called with the little thing back here? What is this, Jess?
It's not a rat tail.
It ain't a damn rat tail. It's not a rat
tail. It's your hang time.
It's a bob thing. It's a little...
Let me see, turn
just
around.
Just because you put a little rubber band on it don't mean it's a ponytail.
Yeah, it's a ponytail. It is. I put a rubber band on it.
Please put a man in front of a man's tail.
It's a man tail.
Turn around, let me see.
A man tail. No.
That don't sound too masculine.
No, we're going to think about this afterwards.
Right here. What that is? What they call that is? I'm gonna put a video up on Instagram.
Yeah, we need a name for that.
It's already a name. Mine don't need a different name than anybody else's.
I don't think that has a name.
It's like a ponytail, and I just put a rubber band around it.
Mm-mm.
Only the strong.
If that is
only the banana way, banana way, banana.
If that is a ponytail, it would be classified, and I'm not saying that just that's what it is.
I'm about to hop over this table,
but it would be it would classify as a struggle tail.
Oh,
struggle. That's why I say I'm not. It's not.
I know what it is. Low vibrational.
It's a low vibration ponytail.
Yep.
Wow.
All right, you know what time it is. It's Friday. Burpee's in here. He has his joke gun load.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. My ass up like a Glock 9. Hey, Burpee, feel a type of way. Yeah. We putting you on blast. Shoot a dummy of the day. They shooting. Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The English is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Yes, sir. It's Friday. We in here. I'm ready. Nobody is off limits. The first thing you never do in the history of Gato, you don't snitch on your boy. You don't snitch on another man for no reason. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it's for. You don't snitch on another man. Kanye West. I'm sick of him. Uh-oh. I'm sick of Kanye. He done get on my nerve. Listen, you don't. First of all, Chris Paul, he from North Carolina.
That's not true, by the way.
Shut up. He's from North Carolina.
He might have been born somewhere else.
No, he's from North Carolina. He's born in North Carolina. I'm talking about the accusations are not true.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But either way, you don't put it out there. Kanye, you don't put it out there on CP3.
That's not true.
You don't put this family. Who? What's not true?
The part about you don't snitch on no man. I know plenty of men that snitching on other men because they trying to get something.
And they have vaginas. Shots fired, Jessica.
Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I'm sick of all this mess. Now, they had the AMAs. Let's go to the AMAs. They canceled Chris Brown last minute. Mm. They canceled his performance and tribute to Michael Jackson. They say creative differences. But it's coming out that they're saying they didn't want a domestic abuser to give tribute to an alleged. Now, that's where the disrespect started.
Ooh.
Because, okay, you got a fact. You laid down a fact with the whole Chris Brown situation. Even so, you got to forgive him. But the alleged Michael Jackson was never accused of nothing.
He was accused.
I mean, yeah, he was accused.
He was never found guilty.
Nigga.
of nothing. He was never convicted.
That documentary was
That was also found to be a lie. Oh. Because the timeline on it was all the way off. It was two dudes looking for some shine. The way this AMAs got rid of Chris Brown, we need somebody to pick up this tribute that Chris Brown was doing. AMAs and all these award shows doing these black people wrong, I'm sick of it. Mm. Y'all getting on my nerves. AMAs, that's like having Elvis Presley come up there and host the AMAs saying he did a good job. Well, he used to date 14-year-old girls. Shots fired.
Oh, my God. They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom. Hello. Bruno Mars and all these other people, they over there doing bumps right before they come from around the curtain. But you got them coming to do shows. Shots fired.
Shots fired, Jessica.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
If you don't know what a bump is, then you're stupid.
You've been cocaine right there on your knuckle and you sniff it.
Rick James made cocaine damn near fun after the Chappelle show. Shots fired.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I'm not saying do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. Don't. It is illegal, but they made it a thing, and they had Rick James on the award shows. When are we going to get to the point where we be like, all right, forgive? We talk about forgiveness on Sundays, black people. Mm. We talk about forgiveness when it comes to Jesus. Mm. But then when it comes to award shows, when it comes to somebody wanting to do something that you have to be a part of now, that you're directly linked to, you don't want to be a part of it. Mm. It's a black producer somewhere in the AMAs that should have stood up and been like, it's the 40th anniversary of the album Thriller. Chris Brown, the only one who can really do a tribute to Michael Jackson,
and maybe
wants to do it. What kind of? Miguel what?
Miguel could probably do a Michael Jackson tribute.
Dad, shut your dumb ass up. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Miguel, shut your dumb ass up. Miguel can't do no tribute.
Miguel can dance, can't he? Can sing.
He can't even jump over people in the crowd. You think he gonna do a Michael Jackson tribute?
He did kick that woman in the face.
He broke her neck. Shots fired, Jessica.
I have never.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
If I hear Michael Jackson tribute, my mind never goes to Miguel.
Because both their names started with
Or Flip Johnson or Flip. What that boy name was that played Michael Jackson that time?
Flex.
Him. Yeah, remember that?
It was a TV show series. That?
I'm just saying Miguel would do a good job.
And just like
it's
that.
It's so...
That is awkward as hell. I would never see Miguel doing a Michael Jackson tribute. Jessica, get me out of there.
And those are Burberry Stars. Think about it!
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, Doc. This Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is for you.
Come on, man.
Why
do y'all just keep messing with me?
No, this is a good one. This one is you.
You done put my ponytail on your little Instagram feed.
Because I wanted people to confirm if it is in actuality a ponytail. At Hey Miss Jessica, y'all go tell us exactly what it is.
See, let me go to these damn comments.
Okay, but hold on, Doc.
All right, wait.
This one is actually going to make you feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Did you hear about Gucci Mane?
No.
Okay, so if you all haven't been listening to the Madhouse earlier this week, It was trending.
Yeah, trending.
It was trending
first.
Topics.
Yeah, then I brought Dottie Mad
and told us that BG had been released from jail.
It was cap.
Then the next day, he did Dottie Mad and realized that, no, it was not BG that had been. Well, Gucci Mane made the exact same mistake that you did.
See?
He did the exact same thing. But so that should make you feel a little bit better. It just wasn't you, okay? So he hopped on his social media and he saw that this man had been released. And so he posted on social media, "My family, help me welcome home the living legend, BG. Glad you home. Got so much love and respect for you as a man. Get at me. I got a million for you. I want to sign you.
Oh, man.
I want to sign you." Okay. After he saw that it wasn't BG, he did delete the tweet.
I bet he did.
He did delete the tweet.
Too bad I couldn't delete my audio of the trending topic.
So it just wasn't you.
I'm telling you.
It's already out there, though.
And what's crazy is I've been on BG's page on Instagram now, and BG, like, he locked up in California, and he still be out there rapping and stuff. Like, he got some homies, and they be rapping together and stuff. I think he put out new music, free BG Fridays. I think every Friday he put out some new music. I'm serious. He put out a video yesterday of him and Soulja Slim. Rest in peace to Soulja Slim, man.
Well, there it is.
Where's Soulja Slim at?
No, it was an old video, man.
There it was. It wasn't just you, Dot. It was also Gucci Mane, but he did delete the tweet. Said he wanted to sign that man.
Yeah.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is
like that
your
too.
Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
28 here in the Carolinas. Let's see, it's about 35 degrees outside with a high of 57. Look, I turn on my weather app for a second and I saw something about a snowflake. Lord have mercy.
Man, it was 30 degrees this morning when we got here, Jess.
It just went away. It just went away.
No, it's no place. They're coming.
What are we doing?
They are coming.
It is cold outside. So, the internet is waking up this morning, and there's a little craziness that's going on the internet this morning. Kanye West. Now, listen, I don't really talk about Kanye West. I don't.
Are you one of those people that miss the old Kanye?
I am.
Okay.
I am one of those people that missed the whole Kanye. But I've been off Kanye for a while now. Not just because of all this craziness that he's doing now.
Right.
I've been off of him for a while.
Lame, man.
But he is trending right now. He's trending right now because of some other comments that he made in the interview. But that's not what we're going to talk about. We are going to talk about this tweet that he put out or this Instagram post because he has been suspended off of Twitter again. But the post says, let's break one last window before we get out of here. I caught this guy with Kim. Good night. The guy that he is referring to, none other than Chris Paul. Chris Paul. The post says, I caught this guy with Kim, Chris, and it's Chris Paul. Okay? So, Dot, you had a really interesting question.
Yeah, because
this morning
it's a lot of people that will hit me up because they know that me and Chris are friends. So you know, they were just like, "Yo, is this real?" And oh my gosh! So my homegirl's like, "I am devastated. I never in a million years would have thought Chris Paul." But now, like, first of all, it's not true. This is Kanye talking. But why are y'all so shocked? Like, anybody has the capability or can cheat. Now there are people that if they cheat, you'd be like, "Oh my god!" You know what I'm saying? So I asked y'all like, who are people that are on that list? Like, if I put together the list, would you like to hear my five names on my list?
Hold on, let's get the question out first. The question that we are asking you, and we understand that people have the mindset of, I don't put cheating past anybody.
Right.
We understand that. That is not the question. So don't call up and go, everybody cheating. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, that's your
the
answer.
The question is this.
The question is simple. Who would you be shocked AF to know cheated?
To find out that they cheated.
If you found out this person cheated, you'd be like, are you serious?
Because I am actually, first of all, let me say this. One, I think that Kanye West is very, very strategic with his words. And this tweet never says, Chris Paul and Kim together in the bed. I caught them sleeping. I caught them cheating or anything like that.
This man slept with my wife. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that. And I think that that was very purposeful on Kanye West's part. Okay.
And I was talking to Butter earlier. Butter was like, if he would have known that Chris slept with, he would have put that in a rap somewhere.
Absolutely.
That would have been a bar somewhere.
We would have known about it the minute that he found out. Right.
He never said Pete slept with his woman.
He talked about Pete a lot.
Yeah.
He talked about Pete, but he never said Pete slept with Kim K. Now, the word,
I look at it
differently because he used the word cut. You're not going to use the word cut if you don't mean it in a way like something is going on or you saw them doing something.
That's fair.
He could have been like,
but you can catch people doing lots of different things.
No, you're not gonna say I caught Chris Paul with my wife and put them two together and not mean
you can say I caught Bert and him at the game.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Exactly. You aren't gonna say it, but Kanye West will because he is the type of person that likes to incite conversation and drama and all this, and he is doing this right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is very strategic about it. So you might not do it. Your friends, the normal person. But we talking about Kanye. And I am one of those people that when I heard it, I was like, Chris Paul would be on my list.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Chris Paul would, because when I said it to him, I was like, nah, I'd never see that from Chris Paul.
Right.
I would never see that from Chris Paul. But who's on your list?
Basketball wise, I got Steph Curry on my list.
Yeah. It would shock me. Steph and Aisha.
It would shock me.
Mm-hmm.
I got Michelle Obama on my list.
Absolutely.
I got Russell Wilson on my list.
Yep.
I got Holly Robinson Pete on my list.
Absolutely.
And last, I got the head coach for the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Hubert Davis on my list.
Nerd.
Nah. I'm not going to say he's a nerd, but I'm not going to say he's on my list.
You wouldn't be shocked if you found out Hubert Davis cheated?
Uh-uh.
Clearly, you don't know Hubert Davis. There's no way Hubert Davis would cheat. There's no way.
He wouldn't make my list.
I'm talking about, he's like the second. It's Michelle Obama and Hubert Davis. That's the order of my list.
Really?
He's second. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all want him on my list?
Yeah, I would like to hear your list.
My list of people that I would be shocked if I caught them cheating. Number five, no one. Number
we just
four.
We literally just said, don't do that.
These are people's names. Number four, nobody.
No. We're not. The 570 WPEG. Don't be like Burpee.
Please
call
like
up
Burpee.
Here. Let us know who you would be shocked.
Michael Jackson.
To hear that.
I would be shocked if Michael Jackson came when he was alive. If somebody would have came out and said that he was cheating on Tina Marie. What was the name?
I wouldn't.
No, I would be more surprised they said he was cheating now.
I wouldn't be surprised if during the time that he was leaking. Yeah, exactly.
Why do you? Jessica the man did.
Yeah, exactly. 570 WPEG. Who's been on your list? Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's 8:40 in the city. And baby, it's so cold outside. It's just cold.
Baby, it's cold.
It's just cold outside. All right. So listen, we are talking about Kanye West, Chris Paul, and this tweet that he puts out. Y'all know I really don't do Kanye West. So I'm saying that I'm talking about Chris Paul.
Dude, when we got here first thing this morning, I was like, did you see the Kanye? You're like, we're not talking about that today. I'm like,
don't do Kanye.
At all? Why not?
I think that he seeks this attention. And that's why he says a lot of the stuff that he says. And the stuff that he says is very, very damaging, especially to the black community.
Yeah.
So I will not be a part of that. I will not be a part of the giving you the attention that you're so seeking that damages me, y'all, my family members, my friends. I'm not going to participate in that. So that's why. So,
okay.
But I will talk about Chris Paul today. I will talk about Chris Paul because that is what this tweet, this Instagram post that Kanye posted, because he is back off of Twitter. He has been suspended from Twitter. This post says, let's break one last window before we get out of here. I caught this guy with Kim. Good night. Which sparked a conversation here in the Madhouse and this question.
The question is simple. Who would you be shocked to know cheated? Like, if you found out this person cheated, you'd be like, oh, my God. My list is Michelle Obama, Hubert Davis, Steph. You two in car? Like, what is all the giggles going on? Hubert Davis did not cheat.
I'll tell you who I'd be shocked about on my list, too. Enkai.
Don't just say that because he
ain't. No. I believe that. I believe Enkai and his wife and Mrs. Enkai.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Give it a shot.
Oh, we put regular people on here too?
No.
I think that's where the regular list should end. Steph Curry, I have him on my list. Russell Wilson is on my list. Holly Robinson Pete is on my list. I think we should just.
You know who is another person that has passed away? That's a passed away?
Oh.
Chadwick Boseman. Like, if I were to hear Chadwick Boseman, I'd be like, nah.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
I'm talking about, you would be like, what?
Y'all really don't think Denzel Washington to clap some cheeks while he was out here?
I think Denzel might have.
All right.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Stop playing me.
I don't know if
Morgan
I'd be
there. Freeman's still getting some buns right now.
So here's
from his granddaughter.
Here's the Denzel thing.
That was true.
I might not have been shocked about Denzel. I would be disappointed.
Okay.
I would be disappointed.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
That's why we can't have regular people on the list. But go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now you said regular people. Oh, okay. Anybody that's a millionaire, I wouldn't be shocked.
Really? So the money?
Anybody rich, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
And here's why I can't get behind that, because money ain't everything for everybody. Ain't everything for every celebrity
out
there.
That's a lot of broke folk cheating.
Definitely.
But the reality of it is, people who are millionaires and will always be a millionaire think and feel like they can do whatever they want.
So, like a person like Steph Curry, right? He's always been rich.
Right.
Because of the family that he came from. He's always been rich.
Right.
He don't know nothing different.
Beyonce. So,
look at his parents.
Would you be shocked if Beyonce?
I'm not talking about his parents. I'm talking about him.
Okay.
I'm talking about him, so it wouldn't shock me. I mean, it would shock me with him.
You think he ain't see Dale Curry out there busting down threes
because he did see it, and it was his mother, and the way that it was impacted, and the way that he was raised, and everything else like that, it would be shocking to me.
With the image that
Steph Curry has. Mm-hmm. I think that's what does it, man. Like the perception and the mm-hmm. image that you have from a lot of people. Perception is a lot. So when you perceive people to be squeaky clean, and Steph ain't got no tattoos, like he's always putting gospel scriptures and stuff on his shoes, mm-hmm. like you just be shocked. Like, really? So you watch him.
Hmm? So do preachers.
I know. And they be getting it in,
so
too.
So did Jamal Bryant. Look at him. Look at the situation he was in.
Well, Beyonce, Jess, would you be shocked if you found out Beyonce cheated on
you? Hell no.
Shocked? Okay, I would have been shocked. I would have been shocked before finding out about Jay-Z. Before finding out about the whole situation. The whole, like, Becky with the good hair.
Right.
And it came out that Beyonce cheated. I would have been shocked.
But now
I would have been shocked. Now
you feel like she got
new Beyonce, like the way that she talking and knowing that story, and I'd be like, I wouldn't be shocked. I'd be like, huh?
She got her get back.
She got she got hers. So
I think I would be shocked.
You be shocked?
You found out Beyonce cheated?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I would
be shocked at all.
Man, you just a pest.
Kelly Rowland, I'd be shocked.
I'd be shocked at Jay-Z's reaction. I'd be shocked at that, depending on what his reaction would be.
Kelly Rowland, I'd be shocked. I'd be like, damn, Kelly, for real? I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked.
Sierra. What is
Not, Sierra. Not shocked.
No, there is one person I would be shocked. I would be shocked if Fantasia was caught cheating.
I would be shocked. I definitely would be shocked.
I would be shocked.
Absolutely.
Fantasia was just known from, like you said, knowing her.
Yeah.
And knowing how she and her husband interact with each other.
Yeah.
I would be shocked.
Absolutely.
Y'all gonna gloss over Sierra?
Yeah.
Hancock, Sierra?
Her goodies.
Nah.
You're not shocked if she found out Sierra cheated?
I think she on point. I think
that one would be a little bit of disappointment. Maybe not shocked. Maybe a little bit of disappointment.
She dated a few.
What about Tamela Mann?
Absolutely.
That's the worst one.
No,
absolutely.
You're not gonna put that on.
Y'all be shocked. TD Jakes was in a scandal.
Wow,
that's crazy. No, neither one of y'all.
Hold on, let me.
I forgot about TD Jakes, but I do remember Buddy that was flying folk to Africa though. What was Buddy Bishop Longstroke? Bishop Eddie Longstroke.
Yeah, nah. He just got a lot of stuff. So there's been a new development. There's been a new development in this. A lot of people have been sending this this one to me. There is something that's coming out and saying the Kanye West and Chris Paul saga just became a lot more crazy with this unexpected Drake twist. And what it is, it says that Drake was playing mind games the whole time with Kanye back when Certified Lover Boy was dropping. Mm. Had all the homies and Chris Paul jerseys
Vicious.
While beefing with Kanye. Now, if this is true, then all that says is that within that little circle, that entertainment celebrity A-plus circle, that it is true and it's been going around. People know about it.
Every other city we go.
Jessica, I'm going to tell you like this. Everybody knew about Bill Cosby and the rumor that was surrounding him. It just didn't get out until Hannibal Buress did it on stage. Stuff like this is in that world, it's damn near normal, unfortunately.
But once again,
ooh, you struggle with that word.
Drake, you know, we know Drake trolls sometimes. And this is people that are sort of piecing this together.
This is ultimate petty though. Like this is petty godfather.
If
this is true,
ooh.
And Drake is sitting there posing in CP3 jerseys to Kanye.
What?
Like,
what's
the time? I said the time, Kanye. Are you just waiting for me?
570-WPEG. Who would you be shocked to find out that they were cheating? That's our question to you.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
This is Michelle,
right? Hi, Michelle. You ready to play Black Smart?
Yes.
All right. We are going to give you three categories. You get to pick your category. You got to get 2 out of 3 questions correct. If you do, you are Black Smart, and we got a great pair of tickets waiting for you. If you do not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Though we taking that black card, okay? All right, you ready?
Yes.
B Dot, what is your category?
Funny female phrases.
Okay. Michelle, he worked really hard on that.
Funny female phrases.
All right, all right. Burpee, what's your category?
Questions black people ask.
My category is Players Club, but I really want you to go with B Dot because he's really worked hard.
Nah, we did that already. Come on over here.
He really worked hard on
this.
All right, who you want to pick?
I guess the questions black people ask.
Thank you.
Close.
Questions black people ask.
Yep.
If you're going to visit someone and they own a pet in the house, what question do black people ask before they come in the house?
If they own a pet?
Specifically,
the pet
dog.
In the cage?
Alex Sutton.
What?
Alex Sutton. That's the same thing as saying, you going to put that dog up?
Oh, I thought it was that dog bite.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, yeah,
all right, do you want to stay in that category? You want to go to B-Dot's category or my category?
Me. Funny female phrases.
No, she said she
wants you a female, ain't you? Ain't you a female? Why you not going to go to funny female phrases? Damn.
Okay. Questions black people ask.
Okay.
If you are invited to a gathering that you might not necessarily want to go to, what question are you going to ask?
Who all is there?
Who all is there?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yeah,
you won.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
Ron be singing that. Yeah. She was like, your mom, your dad was a goddamn genius. I was like, wait a minute.
You let her do it.
She don't realize it's an edit right there. She don't realize it's a word she's not saying.
But you let her do it, don't you?
No, yeah. She not saying the curse word.
You are black smart, and because you black smart, we sending you to Paparazzi. It's going down tonight. DJ Butterfinger's going to be in there. No Limit Larry going to be in there. And now you are in the building. Tell everybody what station. Who to all? No.
Power 98.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. I am super excited about this young man that is in the studio with us because we've had an opportunity to interview him a couple of times, but it's always been over the phone. And I would say you are one of my favorite interviews because I always learn something new about you, and I've always been a fan of you. Ladies and gentlemen, Carolinas, make some noise for Tommy Davidson.
Yeah, man.
Hey. Yeah, man. Out in the madhouse. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here. Queen City, right?
Yes.
You know it.
Queen City.
Uh-huh.
Named after a black queen.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. You didn't know that?
Come on.
Oh, no, hold on.
Explain.
Please, thank
we
you.
We want to know.
Queen Charlotte.
Okay.
Queen Charlotte, queen of, I can't remember.
Damn.
But she is Meghan Markle, the title that they gave to her.
Mm-hmm.
It is from that queen.
From Queen Charlotte.
Yeah, Queen Charlotte. Then that's how we got the name Queen Charlotte.
Okay.
I mean, Queen City.
Wow.
Because named after Queen Charlotte.
Okay.
And she was a black queen. Yeah, from England.
I'll take that.
I'll believe it. I know that it's also because it's like bigger than Raleigh, but Raleigh is the capital. And whenever there's a city that's bigger than the capital city, that's the queen city.
That would actually be something great for your segment. I bet you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And it was funny because Sinbad came in here and he didn't know either. He was shocked. He was like, what?
Prayers up to Sinbad, too.
Yeah, I love Sinbad. He's awesome.
Yeah, prayers up to my man.
But Tommy Davidson, you here in the city. You're going to be doing your thing at the Comedy Zone.
I'm here. It's been how long since I've been
eight,
here? It was 2014.
Eight years.
So it's been just 8 years?
8 years.
That was 8 years ago,
yes.
You sure?
Eight is a long time.
I thought it was longer than that.
I thought it was, too.
The last couple of times that we've had you on the show, you were talking about your tie line.
Right.
And then after that, it was your book.
Yeah, so maybe it was. Maybe it was. Yeah, it was in that. It was in. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But those were all over the phone. So
okay,
you haven't been here since then?
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're back.
Yeah.
I'm here now.
That's all that matters.
I'm interested in the book. What's the name of it?
How did it do? It did good. It did really good. It's still available.
I'm gonna get it on Audible. What's
but
the name
it came out. It came out. And I did. I did the voiceover too.
That's always great.
It came out Black History Month before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic hit in what, March or something?
March of 2020.
Right.
March of 2020.
It came out in February.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in February. It did well. It's called Tommy Davidson Living in Color. Mm-hmm. It's my story. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, my adventures in L.A. and what it took to get where I am and stuff like that. So I was very happy about it, man. Right. It was I needed that for me.
Right.
Mm. I needed that for me, so... My cousin told me that I was going into the subway hole in New York. And there was, like, people talking about what I said in the book and blah, blah, blah. And he said, don't worry about what people are saying. You wrote that book to free you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? What did you have to free yourself from?
You. Before you say it, mm-hmm. when you were talking to us mm-hmm. about it, I was so intrigued. You do not know the Tommy Davidson story. It's right. so interesting. Mm-hmm. The way mm-hmm. that you grew up, you mm-hmm. being adopted, mm-hmm. your adopted DC, parents, and it's so interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tell people about it.
I'm surprised. I'm like, y'all better get this book.
Yeah.
Get it, because it's mostly just I took all my experiences and put it in there for the reader.
Mm-hmm.
So all the stuff that I got taught over the years and all the lessons I learned personally to get past stuff is in that book,
mm-hmm.
you know, but just from the very beginning, I was abandoned in the trash as an infant.
Literally.
And the woman that found me randomly, you know, and she raised me with her kids, who are my brother and sister.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and they're white. They're from Wyoming and Colorado. And I didn't know I was black until I got to D.C., long story short.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah. So the black kids kicked our ass, and that's when I discovered it. You know, they were calling...
I didn't hear that first.
Yeah. They were calling them white cracker and calling me white cracker lover. And I went to my mother. I was like, why did they say I'm a white cracker lover? I like graham cracker.
Okay. You know? Animal cookies.
Yeah. And that's the first time I heard the word, I know you got mm-hmm. the F-I.
Yeah.
Right. You can't say it, right?
Regular radio.
No, it's canceled, bro.
But Tarantino can say it in his movies, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay. And Jeff Bezos can say it.
And we can't say...
Right.
No,
we can't say it on the hip-hop station where
mm-mm.
we play all the songs that got it in it.
No,
okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
another thing.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, I got called that.
Right.
And I went to my mother and said, you know, who are these niggas? You
mm-hmm.
know, you need to stay away from them. She said, that's what our people call your people when they don't like them.
Mm.
So I was like, well, what color are you? She said, I'm white. I said, no, you're peach like the crayons.
Right.
No,
child,
she said,
man.
No. Right. She said, no. No, that's what we do anyway, you know, so that was just the first trial for me.
Right.
Like when the pandemic happened, I already seen that when I was a kid, because when we moved to D.C., the riots were happening when King got shot.
Mm. Mm.
So we moved in. It was tear gas and this, that and the other thing. It was all happening.
Yeah. Mm.
So I've seen it before. But just I got forged into who I am just through the period that I grew up in, and then just the battles that I had to fight, because, you know, the black people weren't always with my sister ass or with my brother ass,
right?
And it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah,
right. So she's my sister's 10, 15-year-old black girl, like, we gonna whip her ass for no reason. I'm like, no, you ain't.
Yeah,
right.
So I had to fight them, then I had to fight their brothers.
Mm.
You know, and my brother wasn't a tough guy. He was older than me, but he wasn't a tough guy.
Mm.
So I had to kind of just become the
protector.
And most of the people I grew up with had brothers.
Yeah.
So you had four brothers and three brothers and Michael Nelson had five.
Sound like a lot of ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I'm undefeated since 15.
Undefeated.
Undefeated since 15.
We
got to
talk about
Living
Color.
Undefeated.
Not the little.
Big time.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Stop playing Money Mayweather.
Undefeated.
We got to talk about in Living Color, because it's still so relevant to the culture and what's going on. And you, I mean, come on. You can't talk about In Living Color without talking about Tommy Davidson.
Oh, absolutely not.
Let's go! In
living.
And look at the
and did I hear a wildcat? If you're living like a wildcat now, did you say that?
No, I did not say that.
In living color.
Do you think that there could be another, not in living color, but another show like that with that type of improv, all black, all just our content, like just that type of on network television, or do you think maybe on a streaming or anything like that?
If somebody says yes to it, that's all.
Fair.
You know, there's the gatekeepers now, and they decide what you see.
Gatekeeping
like,
is real.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, hey, okay, cool. And with the advent of the internet and this, that, and the other thing, anybody can just do anything, and that's become what's funny. So, you know, if let's say a little 9-year-old white boy writes the right poem while taking the boo-boo and it gets a million hits, then he's the dude.
Right.
So it's like a different, a totally different thing. But if it ever got on the air, of course we blow up. There's no cancel culture with us.
Right.
Right. Because we are culture.
Right.
How you gonna cancel something I already am?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So we're coming with the truth of it. And we're coming... We're coming with the insight, and we we're going across. excuse me. We're going across the. we're going. I just had to clear it out.
Satan.
Yeah. I had to clear it out. we're moving across boards anyway, because the truth it just translates everywhere, and that's all we were doing. You know, that's all we were doing is just getting right to it. It's now. It's our fear of the truth or laughing at what's real.
Right.
That got us, because the sensitive, a group that's really sensitive about something, now they're on the attack. So I got attacked, right? Unfairly. You know, so now I'm going to attack everybody. Even if they ain't even attacking.
Yeah.
I'm going to take something that they said years ago and attack them now.
Right.
Because they don't have anything
else. You know what I mean?
Do you fear that, Tommy? Like, you can't do men on film in 2022.
That was going to be my question. Do you think if In Living Color were to come out now, that it would survive?
Yeah, you can do men on films now.
Yeah, you think you can?
They were playing two real gay guys.
Yeah.
They were really, you know, they were portraying really gay guys.
I think gay guys
make those same kind of jokes with each other.
But the fact that they aren't gay,
that's when it'll come up to, oh, you're trying to...
The stereotypes.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the genius will come to play. The genius of the artist who were playing those characters. Because, of course, in 2022, people will feel a different type of way. I think that crowd, it turned a certain crowd away, but certain people might not have looked at it. Whereas now in 2022, being that gay is more accepted than it was back then, I think that will bring in a whole different demographic.
Just ask us as the actors on there. Ask us as the writers. Ask us as the producer. The problem is everybody got an opinion. You know, you're like on social media, everybody got an opinion. It's like the bathroom stall.
And so that's why.
You know, it's like the bathroom stall. You go in the bathroom stall, are you going to take everything serious that's written on there?
Right.
That's why how it is. It's all wide open.
That's why I'm not sure if it would be able to do it, because we now have social media where everybody can voice that opinion that you're talking about.
It can be done. Look at what Trump did. And all the mess he said. Did he get in trouble for it?
No, he running again.
To this day?
Right. Yeah.
All right, he gonna grab the woman by the this and do da da da. And actually, they like it. The system loves it. They loved it.
But you know the big difference that Trump is Caucasian and y'all are black. Like, even in that time,
but that's what makes us special. You know, and we're still the same. Because we black, we're not afraid. We can't be afraid. We got to just forge forward with what we're about.
Can't be scared.
Can't be scared.
Hey, the fire department will have Fire Marshal Bill's head right now.
They might try, but they'll be laughing too hard.
They're probably making them do it.
They'll be laughing too hard. Yeah.
They met him, they'd be like, can you do it one time before we cancel you? Do it one more time.
Yeah. Even the question puts us against each other. You see? So it's like, it's not really even about the question. Right. It's about the reality of it. Now, if somebody was able to, they doing it on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. They're making fun of whatever they want to make fun of. We got to see through it.
Mm. Yeah.
They get to do exactly what they want to do, and ain't nobody tripping. Dave Chappelle get on there and does his act and says, and they let it go head on.
Yeah.
It's just that they consolidated, they consolidated it to them.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We do rock and roll. Then Elvis does it. We do hip hop, and Vanilla Ice gets a movie.
Mm.
We do it.
Turtles too.
They do it. Then we do it, and they say you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We can. We can do it online.
Yeah.
You know, if we're gonna be talking about each other forever in a damn day, you know, you comments all up the ass.
Yeah.
A million comments about something that ain't about nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why can't we just do it? Yeah, and we got, I look at YouTube. If I see one of these, one more time. You know?
That's it.
Yeah. You know, let's ask Shay Shay. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, Shay Shay, what you think about Living Color? You know, well, I think that, you know, what's Shay Shay going to say about it?
Yeah.
It's too many mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving them too much power.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just know what we know? And do what we can do. And not have fear about what's going to happen or what's whose opinion. What gets done, gets done. What gets done, gets done. You ain't going to... Kaepernick.
Right.
Right? NFL made up for that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No! Because they didn't... No! Because at the end of the day, they didn't hire him.
Right. They don't have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't hire him. The problem ain't over.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really admit it.
Right.
Jay-Z got some money. This person got some money. They got some great commercials. They got programs going. And this, that, and the other thing. And one of the best quarterbacks to come down the pipe got choked in his prime because some very rich consortium of team owners choked him out and paid us off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. They wouldn't. None of them was like, "Hey, man, we excuse me, y'all, but we really think he should play." I mean, we like all the rest of that stuff, but you know, the guy didn't really do anything wrong.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you know, not you don't come and tell me that it was wrong. I know it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting back, looking at me on YouTube. When I say me, a black person,
right,
on YouTube, say, "Who is these? All these black people talking about?" What I did, I did it. I did it. I know I rubbed you on your head and kicked you in your ass. Why are you telling me what I did unless you want me to do it again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got powerful.
Tommy Davis.
Yeah, if you want to hear jokes, make sure you come to the comedy.
Yeah, right.
You did?
Yeah.
She's just having a conversation right now.
Tommy Davis live in the Madhouse.
Hey, let the truth be told.
Sure.
We got more with him coming up next. He's going to be at the Comedy Zone all week. And keep
I didn't mean to silence the whole station.
Drop the mic.
We did. We got real quiet. More with Tommy Davis to come up. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We are still in here chatting with the Tommy Davidson. He will be at the Comedy Zone all weekend long. When are your shows?
What's that?
Tonight, 8 and 10. Tomorrow, okay. Same time. Sunday, 7:30, right? 7? Okay.
And we still got a couple of tickets left.
Mm-hmm. I asked him because I forgot.
We can tell.
I know the club guy going, remember? Yeah, that's 8:30. Yeah, 7.
Damn right.
The other one is 8 and 10.
Them checks are coming.
Sunday. Sunday, by the way, Monday's Monday. And one day.
On the comedy side, I want to know, who are some of your favorite characters to play?
Spike, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray was hilarious.
Sugar Ray was hilarious.
Luther.
Oh yeah.
Cook.
Pick it up. Luther was our baby. Tommy, were any of those characters that you did play, were any of them your creations?
I didn't get to create characters until the last year, really.
Okay.
To tell you the truth.
Okay.
But I created characters because I created them.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was like, oh, okay. Then okay, you know, they didn't let blacks play play basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the blacks got together and put together a team that could not be beat with the best players ever. Mm-hmm. But they decided anytime we play a white team, we're going to not only beat them, we're going to clown them. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And they were the Harlem Globetrotters. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they had a white coach,
uh-huh,
who knew it about black players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why Boston won so many championships, because it's Red Auerbacher who knew that we could play. So I just balled out.
Yeah.
I just took what I had and utilized it. You see what I'm saying? I just took every character that I had and made it something.
Yeah.
See, I can say Howard Tibbs the Third. Oh, mm-hmm. where's my card? Howard, bam! Don't look at the Kool-Aid spot right there, because that don't mean nothing. Now that right there is hot sauce. It's good. Did you know Old Bay makes a hot sauce now? That's right. Now, you know what I mean? So it's like just making it work.
Wow.
Frenchie, you know. Frenchie. There was a little guy named Benny, who Frenchie was always raiding his house. Benny was like this uptight, you know. Hey, Frenchie, I need you out of here, man. You're blowing the whole deal. You know what I mean? It's like.
Hey, Frenchie, I need you out of here, man.
Yeah. I need you out of here, Frenchie.
Will we get the reboot? I mean, not a reboot or a special.
Hi.
What Kanan doing, man? I think so.
Really? You
think
the reunion. Yeah, like a reunion.
I think talked about bringing it back at one point with like a new cast.
Yeah.
No.
But Kanan,
I want the reunion reboot type.
Yeah, that's what Kanan said, though. Kanan said to me, he said, we couldn't find nobody like y'all.
Yeah.
We couldn't find nobody that had the versatility that y'all had.
From the cast.
But even still today, all of you all are still doing your thing.
Yeah,
facts.
Like, people will come and see every single one of you all. Like, and you all have your own project that you're doing.
Our own world.
Yeah.
Our own world.
It's impressive as hell, man.
It is.
From the family dynamic of the Wayans, and then the branch out to picking up the Jamies, and, you know, like that type vibe. Like, and the Jim Carrey's. Yeah, like, and just making it something that we still talk about. Like, it's in the realm of the Biggies, the Pops.
Right,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
This is staple, especially in the comedy. I told you when you first got here, dude, like, this has been a remarkable time,
dog.
I mean to mention, because he's, like, for real, he was very influential in what I do. You know what I'm saying? And many of us. Very. So thank you, dog.
Y'all take my heart away. Let me tell you, boy.
You that now.
Varnell, I'll take my heart away, man.
One of my favorite people ever in the history of
who, Varnell?
Yes. The history of the world.
Let me hear it, man.
You gotta do it. Legendary.
Martin! You've been a thorn in my ass since. You know.
Martin!
Right.
Stop it, man.
Rerun. How many times you been to my house? None. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but do you got a swimming pool?
I got a lake.
We had one of our homies in here yesterday, Fetty P, and he was just, one of his people were saying that, like...
He from St. Louis?
Nah.
Okay.
But Varnell Hill is like a term that black folk use when somebody's acting too Hollywood.
Word?
You know what I'm saying? Is it a thing?
I remember you now.
You do?
Yeah.
He's an adjective.
Yes, dog. Like, that is hilarious. Like, you talking about, what? You acting Varnell Hill on me, dog?
It is.
Like, and that is like a...
It is a term.
Right, right. I like that.
Iconic. That's legit, dog.
Iconic. Yes. I was telling you earlier, I don't know if you know how iconic you are.
Yeah
because you can... You just said one word, and then we all bust out laughing.
Right.
Went crazy.
Is that what you meant by, that's why you had to write the book, to sort of free yourself? Like, was it tough being a star amongst a bunch of stars?
Nah, not really.
Sorry, Jess. I know you're talking about
to get not really. I mean, is it tough for Michael Jordan to be a star among other NBA
But nobody
players?
Matched his starness.
You know what I mean?
Like, your starness, like, y'all starnesses together were some starness.
Right.
Like...
I don't know what he just said, but I know.
But you know what I mean, though.
I don't know what you said, but I got it.
See what I'm saying?
Let me take a sip of my Dunkin' Donuts coffee for a second.
I think the beautiful thing about it is that it all meshed together. All of these stars meshed together.
Right.
And it was just a beautiful thing that is still relevant today.
Yes.
That's still relevant today.
And it's because of the simple rudiments of what we were about. Or what we are about.
Which
we're just about the facts.
Yeah.
If it's funny, It's funny. You know, you can't, if it's funny, you laugh. Mm-hmm. You don't go, oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When something's funny, you ain't got time to talk.
Right.
You go, You know, you're gone in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. If it is, it just is.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Davidson, you know? Gonna be at the Comedy Zone.
I kind of went off on that.
You were great.
You are. It's time for us to get on up out of here.
I kind of got lost and laughed.
Absolutely.
We got to do the roll call with Tommy Davidson.
The Power 98 roll call is sponsored by Plato's Closet.
I can feel it.
He is wanting it here.
Even though you couldn't listen anywhere else today, we appreciate you for rocking with the Madhouse. And we just like to show our appreciation.
Excuse me, Jessica.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay, what is that question?
Let me check my palm pilot.
What time is it?
It's time for the roll call. It's time for the roll call.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.